something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Can I ask you a question? The Bible tells us that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of Paul. You remember that? Okay. And that the Spirit of God was imparted into those materials. What part of the handkerchief did the Spirit occupy? What part of the aprons did the Holy Spirit stay? Was the Spirit in those materials? Tell me something. Was the Holy Spirit in those handkerchiefs and aprons? I knew. See, some of them said no, and others said yeah. Tell me, was he? So you see, we're not totally agreed on this. Okay, tell me. So what was there? What? Somebody said the anointing. Did you say the anointing? Okay. So what's the difference between what's the difference between the anointing and the Spirit? Tell me, is there a difference? Is there a difference? What's the difference? What's the difference between the anointing and the Holy Spirit? Okay, let me explain something to you. Do you know what a spirit is? The problem is in semantics. Let me use different words from Scripture to communicate this. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." What does that mean? Come on. What does that mean? He said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." They are spirit. He says his words are spirit. He didn't say they are spirits. He said they are spirit. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Does that mean the words that I speak unto you are the Holy Spirit? You don't think so, right? Okay. So, the words that I speak unto you are the anointing. Doesn't sound right, huh? The words that I speak unto you are the power. You think so? That doesn't even sound right. That's to begin to explain to you the problem with language. The word spirit is translated from the word pneuma in the Greek. That means wind. All right? And it's easy. Why is the word wind used in describing the word spirit? Because of the characteristics and the nature of the phenomenon spirit. They mean there isn't a clear direction from where it is coming and exactly where it is going. They mean that you can feel its impact, yet you cannot see it. An undeniable reality, yet difficult for your senses to grasp. We can't catch it and keep it. There's a difference between air and wind. You can trap the air, but you cannot keep the wind. Are you following this? You can't keep it. You can create your own wind, but you can't keep the wind. So, it lost its personality in the mind of man. So he used the word wind to mean spirit. I know it's real. I can feel its impact. I can see its works, but I don't know where he lives. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know where he's going to. I have no description of his nature. So he calls him spirit. It's so powerful. Look what it does. It can destroy. It can save. So he calls it spirit. And God sees it and says, yes, spirit. All of these characteristics and much more. So he tells us God is a spirit. God now tells us, I know where the wind lives. I know where it's coming from. I made it. A spirit is not wind, but your description is wonderful. And then he shows us God is a spirit. Some still say God is spirit. They are right. But God is a spirit. And God gives us the description to let us know God has a nature. God has personality. God has a form. They say the spirit has no form. And God says, no, you're wrong. In your mind, he has no form. That's why you say he is wind. He has no form. But God is a spirit. He has a form. He says, what is the form of God? Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He is the form of the Father. The Bible says he is the express image of God's person. So you want to know What does God look like? Look at Jesus. He is the bodily form of God. The Bible says God made man in his own image and in his own likeness. So, God looks like you. You see that? Yeah. He has one nose, two nostrils, two eyes, one head, two legs. You say, really? He has angels that have eyes around their heads. And they don't turn. If they're going like this, that's their forward. And they go like this, that's another forward. And they go like this, that's forward. They have eyes around their heads. They don't have to turn around like this. They don't need to. They move in any direction. These are creatures of God. So don't say God should have eyes around. No, he made the ones that have eyes around. He knew he didn't need them. Hallelujah. So understand the term. Spirit. It's a word that's difficult for human beings to understand because it was used in describing the very nature of spirits so they can communicate its mystery. Do you understand? So it communicates the mystery. Only a spirit can understand a spirit. And your spiritual eyes must become open for you to understand the spirit realm. And that's why when you're born again and you come into the realm of God, it's not difficult for you to accept the truth of God's spirituality and the spirit realm. That's where you live. Amen. That's where you live. It's not difficult for you to know that God is a spirit. But the natural man cannot understand that. He says God is spirit. That means we cannot know him. But you say God is a spirit because Jesus said God is a spirit. But then in his expression when he said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirits. That means he was letting you understand the power of his word. The ability of his word. The characteristics in his word. That's what he wanted you to know. The efficacy of his words. So he said, my words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Then he says, and they are life. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church, Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777 002 372 or +256 744 842 849 or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.